Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 2 hours of content has been provided for you and yours. 2 more hours of content yet to be delivered. If the Minnesota Timberwolves win this basketball game against the Lakers, we'll talk about that for a few minutes. Actually, if the Minnesota Timberwolves win this basketball game, if the Lakers win this basketball game, we'll talk about it for a few minutes. If the Timberwolves win and the Lakers lose, well, that's curtains to the show. I mean, we're just going to be all aboard the Laker train for however long we can ride that sucker, baby. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Worst in five power rankings this hour for our MLB teams. We'll take a look at that. I always talk about the survivor pool I'm in. I need the Giants and Dodgers this week. Dodgers doing good against the Marlins. I just need the teams to go 500. Giants lost a couple to the Padres. I should have took the Padres, but the Giants now have a 4-game series against the Rockies, who I think they won the other day to avoid what could have been the worst start in Major League Baseball history. The Rockies are 5-25.
Ugh.
I don't quite understand how they're this bad. They've won 20% of their games.
Like,
they're... Well, no. Not no. They've won less than that.
Yeah, they're on
they've
pace
to... They've won 16% of their games.
16%. They're on pace to break the White Sox losing record from last year. That's how bad they are.
God. I saw they're not much better. They're 7-23.
No, they're, exactly. I think those are the only two teams that have single digit wins. If I'm not mistaken, I think even the A's are like at 500. I think they have 12.
Yeah, the next lowest: Orioles 12, Angels 12, Marlins 12. What's up with the Orioles? Pirates 12. What's going on with the Orioles?
Yeah, I wanted to dig a little bit into worse than five, but they're not that bad. So I guess we could just say, hey, it's pretty surprising that they're this bad right now. I know pitching has been a big thing for them. They didn't have the starting pitching that most people expected, but they also really didn't go out and get anybody. They lost Corbin Burnes, so that was a major piece of their rotation. Grayson Rodriguez just came back not too long ago, but you know they have guys that are hurt, and the guys that they brought in haven't exactly replaced the production that Burnes gave them last year.
Only 10,000 people at the White Sox Brewers game, although
it sounds like a lot of people.
There was not that many.
Yeah, there's no way. Maybe that's paid attendance, but even then, I'd be surprised.
The other story in baseball tonight, and we're trying to get updates. There was a fan that fell in the outfield in Pittsburgh tonight over the railing. It's 21 feet. He was carted off. I don't know what the status update is on him, so obviously our thoughts as well. I don't know how they continued this game, quite honestly, but so just trying to find updates on that and terrible moments there in Pittsburgh tonight. So thinking of that and trying to figure out what's going on and what his status is. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Just getting back into the NFL draft a little bit. The jerseys, the 10 best-selling jerseys, have been revealed, and it sounds like you Giants fans got money to spend. Number 10 in the list, so I'll give you the top 10. At number 10, best-selling jerseys, Bears tight end Colston Loveland.
Waste of money.
At number 9, Colts tight end Tyler Warren.
Yeah.
At number 8, Packers receiver Matthew Golden.
Waste of money.
He's wearing number 22 as a wide receiver.
They got to go back to what they used to do with the numbers. Like, it's too chaotic. You see defensive ends wearing single-digit numbers. You see wide receivers anywhere between 20 and 80 now. It's like Brady said this a couple of years ago. It gets hard on a quarterback to read defensive now when you guys got completely different numbers. Group them like they used to. It's not that hard. Why does everybody need to be a unique flower?
Yeah, on one hand, I'm like with you. And then on the other hand, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't want to see a quarterback like wearing 23. You know what I mean? Like, it's just off-putting.
Well, yeah. I agree with you. I think I go back to when the Packers had a wide receiver, Ty Montgomery, who wore the number 88. And then they started running him out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Benoit of SI at the time put up a huge stink because you're going to look in the backfield and be confused. And I'm like, that's the dumbest take that I've ever seen. But now it's like very chaotic. So,
dude, Kayvon Thibodeau for the Giants wears number 5.
I know.
You have a quarterback and a punter rushing at you. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's getting too much. College basketball has a thing, and I think I'm looking it up to see if they're changing right now. But they used to not allow basketball players to wear a number that ended in 6, 7, 8, or 9. And I think most high schools are this way still, but college basketball might be changing. Because I'm watching this game. I mean, Luka's wearing 77. There's a lot of guys wearing something. But why you wouldn't be able to do that is when a ref signaled the number to the scorer's table for the foul, he would put up the number of the guy that got fouled or the guy that, yeah. So foul on number 5. Foul on number 25. He'd put the 2 and the 5. It's just one motion. They don't want to do 2, 6. They don't want to do the hand pump twice. So for the longest time, you couldn't do that in college. I believe that's changed or is changing. It certainly changed a long time ago in the NBA. But I think that's a thing that did exist in basketball. And you know what? Let me finish.
Yes, I wanted to say, even before you go further down the rabbit hole, you owe us 8 more jerseys.
Abdul Carter is the number 7. What number is he wearing, by the way? Do we know?
No clue. I mean, he asked for 56. LT Lawrence Taylor said no. Good for Lawrence Taylor. I think he actually might even ask Phil Simms for number 11.
What?
Why can't he just get his own damn number?
Let me just finish the list.
I will say this. I texted Phil Simms, and I'm like, dude, do not give permission for him to wear 11.
You did?
Yes. I very rarely ever text Phil Simms because, number one, he very rarely ever replies to said text. This one, I got a thumbs up.
Really? This is kind of some news.
I don't know if he actually knows who I am, but I've had his number for like 3 years.
That's fine. That's kind of some news. Does he want to come on and talk about it?
You don't think I've asked him to come on this show numerous times and I just get a red message?
Oh. But this time you got a thumbs up.
Yeah, very random. So I'm wondering if it might just flat out be a mistake.
Let's not try to reveal people that don't come on the show.
Well, we'll delete that from the podcast as well.
Let's just finish the list. And then it's Giants quarterback Jackson Dart. 6. What are we calling McMillan? T-Mac?
I'm good with T-Mac because, what is it, Tetero? I can never pronounce his first name anyway.
Yeah, I've gone to see it on YouTube 100 times. And then people started calling him Tet McMillan, and apparently he's like, no, that's not, don't call me that. Call me T-Mac or my name. So right now I'm going to call him T-Mac.
Me too.
Panthers receiver, 5. Ashton Jeanty, Raiders, is 4. Shedeur Sanders is 3. His jersey's 3.
Really? I thought he'd be the 1.
Cam Ward is 2, and then Travis Hunter is 1.
A lot of support for new Jaguars, Travis Hunter. Good for him.
But if some of these guys don't have numbers yet, what are they ordering? Just the draft jersey of them with the 1?
Either that, or you can do like the jersey exchange, I believe. Like, if you know, they tout that if you're
playing. Or it gets sent after they figure out what the number is.
Yeah, I'm sure there's ways to do that, but they stitch these things really fast, so. I'm sure everybody will get the correct number at the end of the day.
So while we're on the topic, I'm a big retired number guy where if you have your number retired, I don't think it ever should be worn again. And I certainly don't think that you should be somebody to ask to wear a number as Abdul Carter asked Lawrence Taylor to wear 56. Lawrence Taylor told ESPN he has to be the player he is. He can't be another Lawrence Taylor. Well, he may be better than a Lawrence Taylor. Who knows? But he has to make his mark. It's up to him. Carter then posted online, the worst thing he could say was no. My stance doesn't change. LT is the GOAT. Nothing but respect. This is just going to make me work even harder. I love it. Carter's plan to wear 56 came to light on an interview he did last Friday. I know he would like to wear the number, but hey, it's retired. Get another number. I don't care if it's 00. Make it famous. That's what LT had said. Malik Nabers got permission from the family of Ray Flaherty last year to wear 1. And if you were listening to the show at the time, you remember I complained about that quite a bit. Peyton Manning went to Denver and wore the number of Frank Trepucka. Trepucka? I've brought this up enough, you think I would know that name as well.
Yeah, I can't help you, sorry.
But he played in the NFL. And for the Broncos, 1,000,000 years ago, he played in the early 60s. They retired his 18, and then Peyton got to wear it. Because he asked his family, and it's the same thing with Neighbors. He asked his family. The family is typically, I think, going to say yes. Has a family said no? I think this is the first case of somebody saying no. Steve Largent was asked by Jerry Rice when Jerry Rice went to Seattle to wear 80. Largent said yes, but I think Largent, I've always thought, was in a tough situation because he was either running for Congress or in Congress at the time, and you know, yeah, you never know what's going to cost you votes. Well, I was going to vote for Steve, but then he said no to Jerry Rice. It's like, you don't know what is going to, you don't know. That's one thing that I've realized with following politics is that a lot of people really make an informed decision, spend hours, if not days, if not weeks, if not months, have philosophical quest inside to figure out who they're going to vote for. And some people don't. And guess what? They all count the same. So it's quite the thing. I don't know what kind of political commentary that was that I was trying to broach. You know, sometimes I'll maybe dance around something. I'm like, I'm trying to say this. I'm not. I'm just saying that I'm saying that I do think Steve Largent said no to, or yes to Jerry Rice because he was a politician. We haven't had, other than a politician that I can think of, we haven't had a guy say yes to a request. It's always been the families that have said yes to a request. Until Warren Moon entered the conversation, where he basically, last week at Cam Ward's press conference, not only blessed Cam Ward with the number one that's retired, but like made him wear it. Warren Moon showed up at the press conference as a surprise. I just came here because I got a lot of respect for this young man. I wore the number one for a lot of different reasons. Now I'm part of the Titans family, and my Oiler jersey will never be worn again. But the Tennessee jersey is going to be worn by Cam to kind of revitalize it. This one's a little tricky. I don't know how I feel about this one. Because Malik Nabers is wearing the number one, which was retired by the franchise that he's playing for, that played in the same city with the same name, that was retired 80, 90 years ago. The Houston Oilers and Tennessee Titans feel like completely different franchises, but they're not. The Browns, the Ravens, no, split. The Seattle Supersonics are going to come back someday. And the Thunder can claim nothing about whatever happened in Seattle. But this one's weird. This one's weird. I don't like it. And I feel bad for Houston Oilers fans because you lost your team. You eventually got the Texans. So the Oilers, they're not going to give that history to the Texans, right? It's not like the Oilers then came back the same way the Browns did. I think people forget that the Browns didn't exist for 3 years. And then when the Ravens won the Super Bowl, after they moved, they essentially, that should have been the Browns Super Bowl. Like, it's also convoluted. But then you got a guy like Warren Moon, whose number was retired with the Houston Oilers, so does that count, being retired with the Tennessee Titans? And Warren Moon says, I'm a part of the Titans family, but you never played in Tennessee, and you never were a Titan. But what are you going to be, a Texan? Are the Texans going to de facto retire your number? I got a lot of calls for the longest time that people thought the number's retired by the Milwaukee Braves, or players that played for the Milwaukee Braves should be retired for the Milwaukee Brewers. They sort of did it with Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron did play for the Brewers for a couple of years, and they did retire 44. But it's very weird. Cam Ward talked. He's like, I barely know who this guy is. I mean, he said it in a nicer way, but he barely did it. And then I guess the Titans are changing their jerseys to look more like the Oilers from the past. And this last year, they wore Oilers throwbacks. And guess who they did it against? The Texans. It's like, what are they doing? It's just very weird. It's all very weird to me. But my stance remains. Once a number is retired, I think it should be retired forever. Although the Titans Oilers thing, that might be where I'd make more of an exception for that. Just because, I don't know, it's weird. The whole thing's weird. Not just because they changed names, they changed cities. They're trying to hang on to two things. Now, they were the Tennessee Oilers for 2 years. They were. When they moved, they were the Tennessee Oilers for a couple of years. I think people forget that. But then they changed to the Titans. But they were the Oilers. 888-710. 4ISN 888 410-44-7676. We'll come on back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. That is the number, 888-710-4ISN. Worst in five power rankings coming up, looking at Major League Baseball for the summer. We will get into whatever happens in this Lakers and Timberwolves game, which right now 9 minutes to go, and the Timberwolves have an 84-82 lead. If the Timberwolves win this game, they win the series. 888-710-4ISN. Let's hear from some of you guys. Austin is in San Diego. What's on your mind tonight, Austin?
How you doing, Mark?
Hey, what's up?
I just want to talk about the Padres.
The what?
Padres.
Oh, I can't hear you. Your phone's bad.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Not really. Sorry. Thanks for trying, though. I can't understand it. I don't know what to say.
I don't know. You want to give them 2 seconds on the Padres?
Yeah, they beat the Giants the last couple of nights and are having a good year.
Love to hear it. Maybe we'll get them in worse than five.
Yeah, maybe. This guy's phone's never bad. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, voices. Thanks for taking my call. Got to give a shout-out to the Cavs. I'm in a different situation than you were last night when your Bucks bowed out. The Capitals finally moving on to the second round after 7 years. You know, that's a knock against Ovechkin, is that they don't do enough in the playoffs. So they weren't really favored to do much this year, so let's see where that goes. You commented on the Orioles. You know, they're missing their three best starting pitchers. What would this show be? What would the Bart Winkler Show be without Carlos Ortiz and Marco Belletti? I mean, come on. I mean, you got to have those.
I think on the nights they're not here, you hear how terrible it is.
I wouldn't say it's terrible, but it's not the same show. By the way, you were mentioning music intros. I got a couple suggestions for a couple of your regular callers if you want to hear them.
Okay.
All right. For Greg in Michigan, it's got to either be Dream On by Aerosmith or Dream Weaver. He is the Dream Weaver. I believe that was by Gary Wright. And for Barry in Boston, would have to be either the theme song or a Rod Serling intro from Twilight Zone. And if I can end with this, as my phone's about to die since you kept your premium caller on hold so long, you mentioned Jordan Hudson going to be in a beauty contest or some contest up in Maine where she was born. Would that make her Bill Belichick's main squeeze? And thank you for taking my call.
When you started that, I was hoping that you both would and would not go there, and I have to give you my final say on it. I love it. I love it. I like it, Robert. Thanks.
Hey, let me. One other thing I had on that prank call that was made. If we were grading draft day prank calls, would that get an A for originality or an F for being fairly mean spirited? And I'll leave it with that. Thanks for taking. pick up my call again. Bye-bye.
Man, why is that louder on my side than his side?
It's pretty loud on mine as well. I mean, is that like, if he goes over his prepaid minutes, does his phone like explode like Mission Impossible?
If your phone is dying, it shouldn't make a noise when you're on a, was it making a noise and that was just his phone or what? Because it sounded like he was pressing buttons.
No, it's definitely his phone like alerting him to low power. But I've
that's
always
louder than he is.
And I've always hated when devices do it because it's counterproductive. You're trying to conserve energy at this point. You're wasting more energy by going deet, deet, deet. Like, it's so
right.
Dumb.
You're right. Smart. You're a smart guy.
I mean, I do have a master's.
Yeah, what's going on with that again?
I work here, so that tells you how far a piece of paper will take you.
What is it in, can I ask?
It's actually in this. It's in sports communication and media.
You got a master's in this?
Yes, and I banged that out in a year because I am book smart.
Okay, you don't get a master's in a year.
I did. I went full throttle. I took like 5 classes a semester, and then I went over to summer as well. I think I took one in the winter.
Why did you get one?
Because I wanted to get a master's. Well, long story short for people who don't care, my mother was a very educated woman, God bless her soul. She had 2 masters. So it was always a competition that I'm like, all right, I have to surpass her somehow. I still haven't, but I fully intend. I don't know when. It's not going to be anytime soon because I actually don't really want to do the work. But I'm going to go for a PhD. Because I'd like to teach in a university level, and I need a PhD in order to do that.
What?
Not a bit. Not a joke. I do want to get a PhD. Anybody listening that can give me a plug on a good school where I don't have to pay an arm and a leg, and I don't actually have to show up, and I don't have to write a dissertation. I'll do other stuff. But, you know, if you can get access to a PhD, holler at your boy.
I think it's funny that you got a master's in a profession where a lot of people are just getting hired off of YouTube.
Yeah, that or, you know, or who you know coming out of high school. I wasn't lucky on either front.
Well, I don't think I've ever said congratulations.
What the hell are you going to congratulate me for? It was PB, it was, you know, pre-BART.
Either way, I would like to extend one.
You should really send my condolences because I'm still paying for it.
Let's get out to Doug in Sacramento. Doug.
Hey, what's up, Bart? Hey, go Kings, and I hope the Lakers lose. I'm still seeking retribution. The bubble was a joke, but they got a championship. But I'm more on the topic of what you're talking about, Houston Oilers, Tennessee Titans. I was thinking about the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns. Wasn't that a big debacle? Like, well, I don't have much knowledge. I'm a Raiders fan, first off. So I know about changing cities, but at least we kept the team name. I mean, for God's sakes. You know, I don't know. All I can say is go Kings, go Raiders.
Yeah, Doug, thanks. I have always thought it was weird. I used to think it was weird that the Browns name and everything stayed with Cleveland, and that if you're a franchise and you move. And there used to be a lot of movement. I mean, the Lakers, Timberwolves, the Lakers used to be in Minnesota. That's why they're called the Lakers, because they're the land of 10,000 lakes, even though Wisconsin has more lakes, believe it or not. But now I'm more of like, I mean, if you move, you grow up a Houston Oilers fan, and then there's the Tennessee Titans, and then the Houston Texans come around, and it's like the Houston Oilers never existed. Because you not only changed your name, you changed your city and your name, like the Milwaukee Braves, the Atlanta Braves. They're still the Braves. Then the Brewers come along after 1 year of being the Seattle Pilots. It's just interesting. Talking about teams moving, jersey numbers being retired. Bourne's in Charlotte. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing, fellas? Thank y'all for taking my call, for one. And yeah. I'm about to throw a whole nother wrench in your whole jersey debacle, because I'm in Charlotte, and we had the Hornets. They left to New Orleans, became the New Orleans Hornets.
Oh, God, I
know. New franchise became the Bobcats, and then they became the Hornets again. You know, so that was a whole new thing. But now when they talk about records, they talk about the old Hornets records, which technically they're the Pelicans records now. So it's all confusing here in Charlotte. So
yeah, and I think the Winnipeg Jets are another one like that. That's weird.
Yep.
Oh, man, yep. It's just weird.
See, luckily with the Hornets, though, they only have one jersey in the Raptors, and that was Bobby Fields, God rest his soul. But they don't have to really worry about the retiring of the numbers since that last organization. But that could cause some real problems, especially talking about records.
Yeah, and I don't think the Bobcats, thanks for the call, I don't think they ever won a playoff game. I think they made the playoffs once, but I don't think they ever made the playoffs. Twice. They made the playoffs twice, never won a playoff game. So then the NBA went and retroactively, because they moved to New Orleans and then became the Pelicans. So then the name got back. Ay, ay, ay. What are we doing? What would be great is if teams just didn't move at all. That'd be good. If teams were owned by the city and the fans instead of some guy's kid. That'd be good. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti.
It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It's time for our weekly Power Rankings. It is, I'll say, the summer. It's May on the East Coast, May 1st. As we got into the show tonight, it was April 30th, and now it's May 1st. As we explained last week, because of the split times for the show where I am and where Carlos is, we essentially work 10 days a week.
That's right. We work twice as hard as any other show here.
Yeah, I mean, I worked 2 days here. It's hard. Oh, I was trying to say that it was summer, and then I realized it wasn't summer, and
not quite.
Whatever. All right, baseball power rankings, worst team in the league. There's no other thing to say except the Colorado Rockies.
You suck!
5-25. How? I've watched them a few times. I still don't understand it. You can't be this bad. What are they on pace? Are they really on pace to lose less games than the White Sox?
Yeah, they are on right now. If they keep losing the way that they are, they will eclipse the White Sox record that they set last year.
Oh my God.
Baseball's got an insane competitive balance problem. They've always had one, but it's just so glaring the last couple of years. And we'll talk more about it when I get to my team, but this is a disgrace.
So Chicago was 41-121 last year. The Rockies would be on pace to be 27-135. That cannot happen. That cannot happen. Gross. Well, they're the worst team, though.
You suck!
For me, it is also the Rockies, but I'm actually going to say the Marlins this week, you know, because I don't want to just, you know, go over to Rockies and how much they suck. They do, and they probably will be here all season, so I'll spice it up a little bit. I'm going to go with the Miami Marlins. Miami gives up the most runs in baseball. Yeah, they're in a tough division in the NL East, but it's just a matter of time before they trade Sandy Alcantara. And Jesus Sanchez, if you even know who that is, because nobody knows who that is. Bart, Do you know how much Miami has spent in the last two off seasons?
Ooh, probably less than what it cost you to get a master's.
No, I wish. I mean, where do you think I went to school? But $5 million. Dude, that's...
What?
The Marlins have spent $5 million in salary the last 2 years. It's criminal. And there's teams like this all over. Tampa, that's because they can't draw any fans. And they're not even playing in their own stadium. Pittsburgh's not spending money. We see what John Fisher did to the A's. Baseball's got a ownership problem than anything. Screw changing the rules. Forget about pitch clock and bigger bases and ghost runners and all this crap. We need to root out these cheap-ass owners because they are what's killing this game. So, yes, it's the Colorado Rockies, but the Miami Marlins, you suck!
All right, let's do our power rankings. At number five.
Number five.
I'm going to go with the San Francisco Giants. They currently sit third in the NL West. They are 19-12. They're playing pretty good ball. They did lose two in a row. They lost those two in a row to my number four team.
Number four.
The San Diego Padres. NL West also has the Arizona Diamondbacks at 16-14. And then the Colorado Rockies, who, again, are bad. Now, the West isn't entirely that top-heavy because they're all beating up on the Rockies. Giants have them this weekend. Dodgers and Padres both had them for a series. But those teams are just good. The best teams right now are in the NL West. At number three...
Number three...
Believe they still have the second best run differential, third best run differential in the league. That is the Chicago Cubs. That's where I'm going to put them. Now, their schedule in the month of May is light.
Yeah, finally.
Okay, they got the Pirates now. They've got the Brewers, Giants, Mets. After that. It's Marlins, White Sox, Marlins. Reds have been playing better. Rockies, Reds, Nationals. So they've had a really tough schedule, and they're winning a lot of games. So I put them at number three. And you can make an argument for them at number one. But I've got two teams in front of them. At number two.
Number two.
The New York Mets lost tonight. Run differential of 54 in the good column. 21-10. And then at number one.
Number one.
Where they will probably stay the rest of the season. The LA Dodgers are back on track. Winners of five in a row, 21-10. So my worst team is the Rockies. And my five best are Giants, Padres, Cubs, Mets, Dodgers. All National League for me.
Yeah,
all
look at
you. All National League.
I've been on that NL only train for all season. It actually changed. So I'm going to go in reverse order. I'm going to start with my number one team.
Number one.
And for me, I'm actually still going to keep the Mets there. Pete Alonso is my National League MVP for the month right now. He's hitting 346, 7 home runs, 28 RBIs. He is the Mets offense. But what's more impressive for me is they have the best starting rotation in baseball, in according to their ERA. They have the best team ERA in baseball, period. So the Mets aren't really doing this with smoke and mirrors. They're doing this with Alonso getting clutch hits and their pitchers doing what they're supposed to do, which is impressive because they've had two injuries to Sean Manaea and Frankie Montas, which these aren't guys you really wanted to, you know, rely upon them to begin with. Now, I will say this about the Mets, though. They're beating up on a bunch of bad teams. Like, they win more games against teams currently under 500 than anybody else in baseball. So there is that, but that's what good teams do. They're supposed to beat bad teams. At number two.
Number two.
I have them a little higher than you. It's the Cubs for me. 18-13. Yes, I know they don't have 20 wins yet. But, like, the Mets have the most games against teams currently over 500. The Cubs have the least. In fact, they've only won one game. And that was against the Pirates literally yesterday. So the Cubs are legit. They beat up on bad teams. I'm rather they beat up on good teams, and if they can beat up on bad ones, they'll run away with the National League Central. So I'm very excited to be a Cubs fan because I thought they were going to be mid.
Number three.
This is where I have the Dodgers, and I know this is still pretty low because they, like the Mets, also have 21 wins. The Dodgers are like Thanos. They're inevitable, but they're also not immune to the injury bug. Blake Snell's still going to be out. Not sure when he comes back. Tyler Glass now left Sunday's game with shoulder discomfort. So they're looking very human. I will say this, though. They just got Tony Gonsolin, and he was a hero for my fantasy team a couple years ago, and he looks solid. So maybe they're not only rich, but they're also lucky.
Number four.
This is where I'll keep my first AL team. That's the Yankees. I had them at five, so they go up one spot. They got the best run differential in the American League. Uncle Ben's Rice has been a revelation. 8 home runs, 13 ribbies, 25 hits on a .266 average. He's been a great find for them. Side note, Bart, your boy Devin Williams out as the closer. He allowed 10 runs and 7 walks through 8 innings this season. So Luke Weaver is going to be taking his spot. And at number five for me.
Number five.
I actually will have my second AL team. First time they made an appearance all year on my list. It's the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers have earned it simply. Dude, they have 18 wins. It's not like they're a slouch. But they're going here on number five because they've turned Javi Baez into a center fielder. El Mago made his outfield debut last week, and he might be doing that and his normal position at shortstop. He's also hitting .299. So anytime you can get some productivity out of him, that's a great thing. Shout out to the Tigers. And I will say, just real quick, number six, I had the Padres. The only reason I'm mentioning this, because Austin from San Diego, nice kid, called back and just wanted to know how far the Padres can go. They're one of the best teams in the National League, but they're in a stacked division. So number five, Detroit. Number four, the New York Yankees. 3 Dodgers, 2 Cubs. Number one for the Mets.
Oh, I said what because I thought you went in reverse order. I thought I was.
You completely forgot the part where I said I'm going to start at number one, right?
It's not that I forgot. It's that I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening. I knew I had a few minutes to watch the end of this game.
Well, that's fine. You want to tell everybody what happened?
Yes, the Minnesota Timberwolves have knocked the Los Angeles Lakers out of the playoffs. And we will discuss that and what else is going on in the NBA with those of you hanging. Stay there, we're coming. 888-710 for ISN. The Lakers are done. Nico Harrison popping that champagne.
He's just still getting fired.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.